Patrick Tell seeks variances from the front yard, side yard, and corner front yard setback requirements for existing structures. Section 115-82, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of River Road at the intersection of River Road and Oak Orchard Road. The 911 address is 32742 River Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 234, map 34.12, parcel 77. Applicant is seeking 9 variances. Their first one is 37.3 feet foot variance from the 40-foot front yard for an existing shed, a 14.2-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback for an existing shed, an 8.5-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback for an existing shed, the 12.5-foot variance from a 15-foot corner front yard setback for an existing porch, an 11-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback for an existing dwelling, a 0.1-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for an existing cottage, a 0.5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for an existing cottage, a 1.8-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard for an existing dwelling, and an 8.1-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard for an existing cottage. All structures are non-conforming. The applicant is seeking to raise the existing dwelling. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return. Also, we would like to ask on the applicant's behalf that we could incorporate testimony for case number 12603, because it's a similar application. So do you want me to read that?
I think if the chair and the board are in agreement, and it seems like the applicant would be as well, it seems like there's some commonality of interests here. Right. If you combine the hearing for case 12602 and 12603, yeah, we could do that if the board so desired. I would recommend that any vote be done as to each application, but I think we could, hopefully there's not a lot of confusion as to the properties in question.
Do we need a motion for that?
I think it might be helpful to do that. And then Jenny can introduce the second one as well, and then we can just swear in Mr. Tell for both cases and then any of the witnesses as to the cases as well.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we hear case 12602 and 12603 together as the same hearing.
Second.
Motion in a second. Dr. Carson.
Aye.
Mr. Corman.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, we will hear case number 12602. 12603.
Yeah, for the clarity for the public that's here and online, we will be combining these two cases into one hearing as there's some commonality of interest. If there's specific testimony as to one property but not the other, we ask that that testimony you be very specific, you being the applicant and any of the witnesses who may testify.
Okay.
So that it's clear which property is being referred to, so the board can make sure we're not confusing the two. And that will go for both of them. I know Ms. Norwood will do read in the same information, but for case number 12603, and then we can have you sworn in.
It's for Patrick Tell, seeks variances from the front yard, side yard, and corner front yard setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-82, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Oak Orchard Road and intersection of River Road and Oak Orchard Road. The 911 address is 32746 Oak Orchard Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 234, map 34.12, parcel 78. The applicant is seeking 5 variances on this property. It's a 16.2-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard for an existing shed, a 2.7-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback for the existing shed, a 5.8-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard for the existing dwelling, a 2.5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for the existing dwelling, and a 3.2-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback for the existing porch. We also have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return on that application as well.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Patrick Tell, 191 Eshelman Road, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Very simply, these are old historic properties, over 100 years old. I think you have got some pictures that show back in the early 1900s what these properties used to be, and they're basically the same houses. We've got a huge problem in flooding. The one house, the second house that we talked about, has been flooded 12 times in the last 10 years. And if we don't raise them up, we're, you know, they're going to fall down. Pretty simple. All I'm trying to do is just to take them at where they currently sit and raise them up, and so that we can save the buildings. So, pretty simple deal. The sills are rotting. I mean, with that much flooding, you can't keep up with the, you know, keeping the mold out of the walls, and I'm taking them, and it's not a financial thing. I'm totally restoring them just because I love it. I actually live in the house that's two doors down from this one. That's my summer house. The other way. Yeah, that one right there. 32608 and 32610 are both my properties, as well as the properties on either side of the two properties that we're talking about. So the one, I think you've got a picture of that, is the red house that is I've raised this year, and I think it turned out, you know, amazing. It's, you know, once again, it's not a financial thing. Not making money on it. It's just more of a labor of love. So.
Does that complete your presentation?
It does.
Any questions for this gentleman?
Do we, the height of the structures when you're done?
Yeah, it'll be 8 feet underneath the structure.
Thank you.
Is what we're going for. That's the same as the red house.
Okay. Thank you.
Any questions? Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, I've got a few. The sheds, I presume, are being kept on both properties?
Yes, everything is being kept. Actually, the only two things that are being raised are the houses. There are two sheds on the one property. One is actually a little efficiency that we have, and we've totally restored that already. And that does not suffer the flooding issue. Both houses that you see that we're trying to raise are really, they're beneath ground level. So when we get a nor'easter that comes through, it floods the area, and the houses just, it comes over the bulkhead, and these houses are just, they're too low. So, but the sheds are okay, and the other shed is just, it's just an old historic shed that I've kept, and it serves no purpose really.
I recall I see something about an outhouse on one of the
properties. There is.
Is that being kept, or is that being
Well, we're not sure yet. Somebody ransacked the insides of the outhouse. It's really just a shell right now. I wanted to keep it because it looks kind of cool on the property, but I'm not sure.
Okay. I just noted on the survey it said to be removed, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that said that. I never had said we were removing it. It's, yeah.
Ms. Norwood, would we need a variance for that as well?
For the outhouse?
Well, it's over the property line, so I'm not sure.
I think if it did, it would need one. Do you own the property on the other side of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, it would be a variance.
Non-conforming.
Yeah. So I just didn't know if we were capturing that as part of this as well.
I did not. Okay. It's going to be removed.
What's
it was
that?
Noted to be removed, so I probably...
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
I'm not sure why. Honestly, I have no idea why that was put on there. I did not do that.
Well, I think we would need a variance for it to stay in place. I mean,
it's a big issue for you guys, I'll get rid of the outhouse, but it's just a cool look in the property. It's old historic property. I'm trying to save a little bit of little history here.
Where are the... You know, I see you're elevating it, but I don't see any steps or anything, or, you know, landings to get up there.
Yeah,
are they going to be underneath the house?
No, the steps will be off the on the house that you're highlighting there. The steps will be off the front porches. And then there are steps on the west side of that house that go up to a second floor.
So when you're saying that, let's make sure we're talking about the right one. So this would be the one on 32742 River Road, the first one.
A second. Yeah, the first one, right, correct.
Okay. So I just want to make sure we're referencing the right
that
one.
That is, yeah, 32742.
So you said the steps will project off the front of the porch, I presume toward River Road?
For the first floor, it will project off the front porch and back porch. And then for the west side of the building, there are stairs that are existing that are now, that will go to the second floor.
And this is, I'm sorry, you're running this for the first one, right?
Excuse me?
We're talking about the first one.
The first one, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So you said the steps are going to come off the porch, off the front, and then you said there's some off the rear? Did I catch that
yes,
right?
Yes, there's two porches on the first floors of that property.
Okay. Where are they going to be? Because we need to put that on, you know, as far as the variance goes, we need to make sure we're capturing that. And I don't necessarily think the drawing, I'm just kind of scanning through here, is particularly clear on where those steps would be if they're going to be different than what the existing footprint is.
I totally agree with you, but I didn't put them on. The steps will not interfere in the setback. There will be plenty of room for the setback where the stairs will go.
So the steps will be within the building envelope?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So we do not need a variance for the steps is what you're saying?
Okay.
I'm asking you.
I don't believe so, no.
Okay. And is that the same for the other property? The
yes, it is.
Okay. And similar, I'm just wondering how those steps would be in the building envelope on that property, on the 32746 Oak Orchard Road.
Well, it'll honestly, it's not been totally decided yet, but the steps will come down along the side of the building.
On the northeast side?
On the west side. Where the public road is abandoned, it'll be on that side.
Now, if you were to come down there and this house was to be elevated in its current position, I don't see much, if at any, of the building envelope where it could be, those steps could be put in and still.
No, you're right. You're right.
So, I think if that's where you're going to want them, that's fine, but we would need some. What the board tries to do when folks come in for variance applications is try to capture all of the variances that may be needed for whatever they're proposing. And that way, if the board were to approve it or deny it, we know it's being approved or denied. So
I guess what I thought is I didn't need to have a variance if there wasn't a setback issue wherever the steps went. And when I came and did my initial application, whoever I talked to.
So if they're going to be like under where you're directing the porch to be, then I don't think that's a problem. It's when it goes over and it's outside the building envelope. That's where the problem comes into play. So if for example, looking at the one for the case number 603, you've got some buildable envelope between the porch and the bay. So like if your steps were going to be there,
correct,
you could probably put them without having to have a variance. I don't even know if that's feasible.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were trying to put them on the west side of the house there, close to that public road, there doesn't appear to be much, if any, building envelope upon which you could put those steps. So that's the kind of thing that we would like to probably get some clarity on. And I don't know if you could provide us with that. And I don't know if what I've just explained to you changes your testimony on the
Not at
602.
All. Okay. Look, I'll put the steps wherever the steps will fit as long as I don't need another variance. So
your testimony is for the first one, the steps will be in the building envelope. You're not going to need an additional variance for them.
No.
Okay.
But there are, that's correct.
Okay. But on the second one, do you have are you making that same statement or is it, I may need
Well, I thought I had room on the west side of that building to put steps right along where the porch is. I thought that there was room on that lot to do it there. That's the largest amount of space that I have to be able to put steps.
Well, steps it would appear down. That the east side, northeast side, if I'm looking at this right, would be
east,
the one
that. East side is where I've got the variance issue. It's the building juts back to, 3 feet from the property, adjacent property line.
Yes, but there's where kind of the building narrows, there is some buildable envelope there. Not much, but there's some. And
is I don't that know if the 6.9 feet that you're referring to on the survey?
So I'm looking at your survey.
Can I come look and see what you're looking at?
Sure. I'm looking at the survey dated February 23, 19. Is that the same one you have?
Yep.
Okay. So over here, there appears, see the dotted line is the building, it says BRL, that's the building restriction line. So that's your building envelope.
Okay.
So there appears to be a bit of a gap right there on the northeast side of the house.
I see.
Now, I don't know how, okay, why that is.
I'd be more than happy to put that right here in front of this front porch if that's, if that would suit you.
That's your design. So right. I'm not trying to impose how you design this. But if your testimony was that you were going to have it over here, I don't know how it would fit and be within the building envelope.
Front door of the property is right here.
Okay.
So we could definitely put something in the front porch. My idea would have been to put something right here on this side. But you're right, there's not much space there. I didn't see that before, that building envelope. But.
Mr. Sharp?
Yep.
The first floor steps, he could encroach 5 feet, correct?
Yes, the first floor, but if I just don't know how far it's going to jut out.
That's a 4 foot wide step, probably.
So.
That would allow him a little more.
Yeah, the way that angle is on the west side, I don't know if it comes, if you come down to get the steps up, if you're.
Only you'd have to walk around the house every time you want to get into it because all the parking is right here on this side of the of the property. I'm not saying it's a problem, but I think on the water side would be the more logical.
I mean, I guess, and I don't know what the board thinks, but I know that a lot of times the board, it prefers to have a drawing that kind of shows where these things are so that we kind of are able to visualize it a little better rather than necessarily imposing something on you and then you going, hey, that you get in the drawing, the design phase, you realize that ain't going to work.
Well, it'll work in the front if you want me to put it in the front.
So it would be the same commitment for the second lot that you made for the first, that the steps would be within the building envelope.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure that was clear.
Yep. No, thank you. I didn't. And once again, I didn't realize that was an issue, but I see that it is.
And when you say the front, you're talking the Indian River Bay side of the property.
Bay side.
Okay.
Correct.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any further questions from the board?
Sir?
Yes.
Are there any structures on these properties that you've placed there?
No.
Okay, so all of it's pre-existing before you bought the property?
All these are I've been going down there for 50 years, so they've been in excess of 50 years. And the pictures, most of the pictures that I've seen of the old, they've been there since the early 1900s.
Okay. So on the two existing houses that you're raising, you're not going to be moving them. They're going to be in the same location.
Same location, just straight up.
You're just going to lift them up, put some concrete piers underneath, and be done?
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you.
Hopefully it's that easy.
Hopefully. Never is.
Any further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? These applications? Mr. Sharp, should we go one by one at this point?
Yeah, I think that'd probably be the best.
So for case number 12602, is there anyone present that is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition? Operator?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you.
If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Can you just
on
want
case 12?
Yeah, why don't we ask for the other one, then we can close it all together.
Okay, all right.
For case 12603, is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator?
At this time, there is still no one on the line.
Thank you. So should we close 12602 first?
Yep, I would close them both, and then you could vote on both. I vote on them separately, but
separate.
And if there are no further questions, I will close the public hearings and entertain a motion on case 12602.
Make a motion that we approve case number 12602 for Mr. Patrick Tell. Property has unique physical conditions and exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12602 has been approved.
Is that both of them, or is that?
No.
Okay, sorry.
Case number 12603.
I'll make a motion that we approve case number 12603 for Mr. Patrick Tell. This property also has unique physical conditions, and the exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12603 has been approved.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good evening.